I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Do you think of religious freedom as a life or death issue? A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom notes a link between religious freedom violations and the risk of mass killings in different nations. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs, USA, recalls a recent attack in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Dozens of Christians were killed by ISIS allies while at a prayer vigil.
And then to see a report that, wait a minute, genocide and mass killing seems to be more likely in places where religious freedom is not respected, where religious freedom is not protected. And when you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense.
The U.S. State Department will soon release its own report on international religious freedom, leading to state-level action. Watch for that list and let these concerns today move you to prayer for the persecuted church and civic advocacy. Then, gospel work in Bangladesh is mostly done by Bengali Christians, but Unknown Nations has a short-term team in the country praying and supporting these local believers. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
Bangladesh is one of the most challenging countries in the world for a number of reasons. One, it has the largest of 160 million people. There's one nation or people group that is the largest in the world called the Bengali Sheikh of over 135 million people that are still in the zero percentile Christians.
The country is not welcoming of Westerners. A rejection of Islam leads to persecution, even from family members. Please pray for Bengali believers and their ministry to the Sheikh people. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.